This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, everybody. It's Yaz. Welcome to my podcast. Tonight, I'm going to talk about why dating is outdated today. I'm going to get into some things that have changed in the whole outlook of dating and how it's just not the same as it used to be and the reasons why. So let me get started. First, I'm going to start out by saying that today, men don't ask women out on dates anymore. It just doesn't happen like it used to. It used to be a guy would ask you in advance and say, you know, oh, I'd like to take you out and we'll go to this place. Would you like to go for a drink? Would you like to get something to eat? Now it's all, would you like to hang out? Would you like to meet up? You want to link up? When are we going to chill? This is what men are saying to women today. And the reason that they're doing that is because the women are allowing them to do that. The women are not putting any kind of, rules as to what a man should do. Women have made it easy to where the men think, oh, well, I could just come by your house. We're going to hang out. We're going to chill. We're going to meet up. So as long as there's women out there doing those things, the men feel, you know what? I don't have to work. They don't have to work doing it because now it's like I said in my social media podcast, you know, there's so many options out there today because of social media. The world is filled with too many options that people feel they don't have to stick to one thing. They don't have to work at taking a woman out. So now it's all let's meet up, let's hang out, you want to chill kind of thing. Like, what happened to values of trying to get to know somebody? You know, take it slow. They don't take it slow because, like I said in the past, women are giving out the sex very freely, very easy. So there's no more man, you know, asking a woman out on a date. It's more like, let's just hang out, you know? The other thing I'd like to bring up is men aren't asking women out a few days in advance anymore. Sometimes they'll hit you up the same day and say, yo, what are you doing tonight? Or, hey, what are you doing tonight? Or what's going on? Or what are you doing? They don't feel they have to ask you out in advance. And you know why that is? Because they're talking to multiple women at once. They have all these options now online. They're talking on Facebook Messenger, they're talking on Instagram, they're talking on all different social networks online. So they figure, you know what? If this one doesn't work out, I have 3 others I could contact. So it's not like the old days where you didn't have social media and you had to go out and actually meet somebody and you didn't have all these connections. So you wanted to make sure that you had your plans in advance to ask somebody out. Now they feel they don't have to do that because you know what? There's always a backup somewhere. And the other thing is the men are not, they're not planning dates. They're not working towards, you know, dating a woman anymore because they don't have to, because women allow that. The women have allowed all of this. The women have made it easier for the men. And in the interim of all that, now you have a lot of single women, and there's a lot of single men too, but I'm saying, like, there's a lot of single women that can't seem to find relationships or are single because the men have so many women that they could go out with, they don't need to stick with working towards that one. So they don't make plans anymore to plan a date out or anything. Everything's a hangout. Hey, do you want to link up? Oh, you want to meet up? You know, they don't feel they have to even, you know, bring you any kind of flowers anymore. There's very little chivalry going on, opening doors or trying to win the woman over or impress the woman. They don't have to impress the women anymore because generally, and I've said this in prior podcasts, men first are interested generally in sex. Now, this doesn't go for every guy out there. So I don't want you guys to think like, oh, well, I'm not like that, and I'm a guy, and I'm not like that. Not everybody, but a large percentage, okay? So they feel, you know what? As long as there's women out there giving the sex free and easy, why do I need to plan out a date with this girl? Why do I need to bring her flowers? I don't need her. I'm just looking for sex, you know? I'm not looking to get tied down to somebody or anything like that. You know, unless somebody has kind of those traditional values that they were brought up with, family values, you know, kind of like old school values, as they say, then maybe, you know, somebody would do that. Even guys that were brought up with old school values, because they don't have to do it anymore, they don't want to have to work for it because there's so many women available that they don't have to, they're saying to themselves, why do I need to take this girl out? There's five other women that are asking me over their house to cook for them, that are begging them to come over. I don't have to spend money on them. They're just happy for companionship. And it's not necessarily an older woman. It's not necessarily a younger woman. It could be both. Because I've had guy friends tell me that I say to them, well, is it the older women that they're desperate, you know, to have a man in their life? They're like, no, the young women are like that too. It's both, you know, it's just that women have become desperate for companionships. So they've lowered their standards. And in the interim of lowering their standards, now men don't have to work at having to date someone in the old traditional way of talking to the person, making the date in advance, planning out the date. They don't have to worry about impressing a woman anymore because they feel like, you know what? If I don't have to impress you because, you know what? I have all these other girls. Let me just get back on Facebook and, you know, in direct message this other girl, or let me go on Instagram. There's so many women I could go to hit their inbox, or I can contact them. I don't need to have to impress you. There's millions of beautiful women out there, and it's all easy because of social media, a click of a button. So this is what's going on. They don't have to compliment a woman anymore. They don't have to do anything because there's so many women available online through social media. They don't have to do these things. And women, like I said, have made it easier. Women are sending nude photos through direct messaging. They're inviting men over. They're going to men's places. They're actually paying for guys to come to their house and paying for Ubers home. I had a guy friend of mine. He's 36 years old. He went with a 60-year-old woman. And he went to her house just to hang out. He ended up having sex with her, and she got him an Uber home. So when there's women like that out there, why is a guy going to have to plan out a date with somebody else to go out to dinner, have to sit there and make small talk with somebody, when basically they just want sex? Most of them just want sex. Like I said, it's not everybody, but a large percentage. Now, the other thing is, you ever notice when you go out at night and you go to a bar or a restaurant, you're going for drinks, now you don't see the men are not buying drinks for the women anymore. As a matter of fact, some men even expect the women to buy them drinks because there's women out there today that have lowered their standards and now are paying for drinks for the man. So now men don't feel like, I don't need to buy you a drink. Now, I remember in my earlier years of dating, we used to go out. This was before the whole social media era came into effect.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You had the nightclubs were crowded, the bars were crowded. It was like four rows deep to get to the bar, okay? And we had guys there that were buying us drinks and trying to impress us and wanted to get our number to go out. And then recently, in maybe the last 2 years, when I've gone out with some of my girlfriends, some of the places we went to, they weren't crowded. They weren't busy. Guys were not buying drinks for anybody. Matter of fact, the people that were there, and you guys probably notice it too when you go out, they're just standing, you know, a few people, they're there with their own clique of friends, or maybe it's a couple that went out. I actually went to a nightclub with one of my girlfriends and it was all couples. It must have been the girlfriends telling their boyfriends, oh, I want to go out. I want to get out a little bit. It was all couples and the places were not crowded like the older years where people went out and the clubs and the bars were jamming. Okay. And you know why that is? Because people are online meeting and hooking up and going to each other's houses. So the whole meaning of going on a date has kind of diminished. This is what's happening in today's world. So if you're looking for that traditional wanting to be courted and go on a date, you're going to have to find a very, very traditional type of guy that has that kind of value, that old school type of values. And that's very difficult to find today. But this is what's become because of the social media world. And as a matter of fact, when I did go out with my friends, we went to a sports bar. The place was not that busy. There was just a few clicky people by the bar. And I'm saying, where are all the people? Why aren't people here meeting and socializing? Because they don't feel they have to go out and socialize anymore. They don't have to go to a bar to meet women. They don't have to pay for drinks. So they don't want to spend the money. They don't want to have to go out and buy drinks and try to impress women. Why should they? They can go online and not have to pay for anything. So, and when women are lowering their standards and allowing men not to have to take them out, not to, you know, work towards impressing them, then they're not going to. And that's exactly what's happening today. You know, the other thing is men are not calling up women like they used to and want to talk on the phone. Now, that's not for everybody. There are some men that do like to talk on the phone. A lot of them like to talk about themselves. And this goes for women too. It goes both ways. But they feel they don't even have to work at getting on the phone and talking to a woman before they get together with her. They could just text her and be like, how you been? Or what's new? Or good morning? Or they do the little, you know, the check-in text, good morning, beautiful, good morning, sexy. Or, and then they'll hit you up at night. Hope you had a great day. Good night. And then they just want to meet you. They don't want to take any time into getting to know you because basically they're just interested in hooking up and having sex with you. They're not looking in having a regular date to get to know you. So if you're dealing with a guy that's giving you the touch-based texting, good morning, beautiful. If they even mention the sexy business, right there tells you where their mind is at. Because if they're talking, if they're calling you sexy, then that's how they're looking at you as a sex, in a sexual way, okay? Because I could tell you just from my own experience, the men that I've dealt with, that would call me sexy or anything like that. They were purely interested in me in a sexual way. They were looking at me in a sexual way, not looking at me as somebody they really wanted to get to know. And I don't mean like, yeah, somebody could call you sexy or whatever, but if they're doing it on a regular basis, that pretty much tells you what's on their mind, okay? So just keep that in mind too, you know? The other thing is, you know, men are not going to be rejected anymore. They feel they don't have to be rejected because there's so many other women out there. So they're not worried about if things don't work out with you. They feel like, you know what? If it doesn't work out with you, it's okay. I have these other girls on the side, you know. I could always hit them up or contact them. So really, you guys, like I said, the whole concept of dating has changed, and it's, you know, it's now the same as it was. And it's unfortunate that people don't go out and get to know each other and try to impress each other. So if that's what you're looking for, you're going to have to realize that in today's world, the world has changed. Okay. This is what a lot of women aren't getting. The world has changed. It's due to social media and, you know, having so many options available, they don't have to work for it. It's like supply and demand. Okay. As long as there's a large supply of women and it's so accessible because of social media, they don't have to work for it. They don't have to work for buying you. Okay? I hope that makes sense to you guys. And I really hope that the women smarten up and they start to, not make it so easy for the men to get over and just use them for pure sex, you know? So that's what's going on. And in the end, they're going to be the ones that are alone because, you know, as long as there's, you know, plenty of women available that are giving the sex out very free and easily, you know what? Most of the men are not going to want relationships. Or if they do have a relationship with somebody because of social media, they're going to be, you know, sneaking on the side and contacting other women. They may like having somebody because, you know, they like the security of knowing somebody's there. But because of that temptation of social media there, it's like an addiction. I call it like a social media addiction. They can't resist contacting other women or contacting other guys. If it's the other way around, they can't resist. It's just too easy and too readily available with everything online, with Twitter, with Facebook, with Instagram, with dating sites. It's just so easy. So if you have, you know, if you're looking at life and saying, boy, why can't I find a guy, you know, that I could date? You know, what's wrong with all these men? You know, they always say, do you want to link up? Do you want to hook up? Well, that's the reason why, ladies. That's the reason why. Because they don't have to do it anymore. They don't have to work at taking you out and dating you in the older traditional ways. This is the world that we live in. If you want to be respected, if you want men to work for you, then the women have to pull back a little bit and not make it so easily, make it so easy. So that's it. That's my take, you guys, on dating. So tonight's podcast is called Dating is Outdated. So that's the world that we live in. Unless, like I said, unless you find a man that really is a traditional type of guy. And if that's what you're looking for, you have to look for it. And it's very difficult to find. There are a few out there, but you have to really weed through. Okay, you guys, I hope you liked my podcast. If you did, please subscribe. Thanks for listening.